showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday evening and Thursday night, some possibly strong. Friday and Saturday, more scattered showers, high around 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday, and another round of thunderstorms on Sunday. The pollen count in the medium to high range today and very high again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Southern Poverty Law Center has named Karen Baines Dunning as its interim president. The SPLC fired its co-founder Morris Dees last month for unspecified conduct. Longtime president Richard Cohen also announced he was stepping down. The Elmore County Sheriff says two parents reported that their children were hit by a teacher at Redland Elementary School. One student says he was hit on the back. The other says they were pulled by the arm. Elmore County school officials say the teacher is on paid administrative leave while they investigate. And Montgomery's first public charter school, Lead Academy, held informational meetings for parents and students Tuesday. Lead Academy will start as a K-5 school this August, then add a grade each year. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I guess with this medical marijuana bill catching off in the sentence, we're going to have to play some more Sugar Magnolia. Welcome in. 6 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Taking care of your mid-mornings. And, Jack is going to come back at some point, I promise you. But when you look at the District 74 map and you see people like Richard Bollinger, the only people that have declared that he's running so far, you think, well, this is a race Jack Campbell could win. I don't blame him for taking a little time off to evaluate the landscape and figure out what he needs to do to win that race, because he is a competitor from the beginning. All right, welcome in to News and Views, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV's exclusive 9 to noon show. And we are exclusive to WACV. This is not being beamed all over the country. I guess it is in the fact that we have apps and all that. But I don't have to. You know, when you get national, you got to start playing the game or they'll run you out. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking? You gotta. There's some things you can't say. Even the big. Look at Fox News. Fox News has turned into a house of ill repute. It was actually once a pretty decent network. Not your friend anymore. Not your friend at all. They're carrying the water trying to run Joe Biden out just like everybody else is. Fox News will put its full weight against Donald J. Trump going into the 2020 elections. Write it down. I've never been more sure about something in my entire life than the entire globalist, corporatist, whore network. The network of globalist corporatist whores will put their full weight trying to defeat Donald J. Trump in 2020. So write that down. That fact will not change. All right. I got some local stuff here, including a story that confuses me. And I want somebody, if they can provide some enlightenment on this type of a story, I would love to know. Because here is the headline in AL.com. And I've been following this from afar for a couple of days. Because it started yesterday. Here's the headline. Parents take newborn from hospital to keep DHR from taking baby, comma, Birmingham police say. That's the lazy way that AL.com does headlines. They do it all the time. Police say. But anyway, I've looked and looked and read, and I've read comments. Usually sometimes in the comments someone will say, I know that girl, here's what happened. I have no idea what's going on in this story. A three-day-old boy was recovered by police Tuesday, April 2, 2019, after his parents left UAB Hospital with him to avoid a DHR pickup order for the child, police say. The baby was recovered and taken to Birmingham's East Precinct. Now, here's the problem I have. They've said recovered now twice. The boy was recovered. The baby was recovered. Was he kidnapped? The hell? I mean, he was 3 days old and still in the hospital. Was something wrong with him? And the reason I'm sensitive to this is my second child, who's now, almost 11. He's 10. He'll be 11 in May. So this would have been May of 2008. My second child was born. He was a little premature, maybe a month or so. I think he was born around 5 pounds, give-ish. Five-ish pounds. But he was fine. He was healthy. He had a little blip of trying to keep his blood sugar up when he was first born, and then he was fine within 2 hours. I think he spent the first night in the room with my wife, if I'm not mistaken. The second night, they thought, well, and then they do it, so we just need to take him to the NICU. He'll be fine in the NICU. NICU. That sounds daunting. So they take him in there, and then he's got to stay, right? And I remember walking in there. You got to scrub in because, they've got to look very official. So you got to scrub your hands for like 2 hours before you go in there. And you got to scrub under the fingernails. And you got to scrub in the folds of the palm of your hand. And you got to scrub. And then you finally get in there and you can finally see your child. And he's trapped under a dome, this plastic dome thing. And he's got tubes in his nose and in his mouth. He's got monitors all over his body. And when you sit next to the child and he's in there and you sit next to your boy and you just want to hold him or talk to him or whatever, and they won't, You can't pick him up. And then you bring,
I guess this is a PG-13 discussion. You bring breast milk up there because your wife wants and you want the child to have breast milk. So you bring breast milk up there. Well, when they run out, even when you live 5 minutes away, which we did at the time, when you run out, they don't call you and say, hey, we just used the last of it. You need to bring some more up here. They just switch it over to formula. And they just start chucking formula in there. They don't do anything you ask. I mean, they and it's frustrating. And so after a couple of days of going back up there and thinking he's fine. I mean, he's eating. He's gaining weight. He's breathing fine. His blood sugar's fine. What the hell's he doing in here? So after 4 or 5 days, I go to the nurses and I said, what the hell's going on? How long does he have to be here? He's fine. The kid's healthy. He was a little light, but he was early. But I mean, there's no breathing issues. His oxygen levels are staying up. He's gaining weight. He's keeping his food down. Well, what is the problem? What is he doing here? How long is he going to be here? She said, well, probably at least, I think she said 9 more days. You've been in there 5 days. I said, well, for what? 9 days for what? Well, he has to spend 7 days on this side before he can go to the other side and spend 7 days over there. I said, 7 days? What's he do? What is the diagnosis? Why is he here? Well, obviously the doctor thinks he needs to be here. And at this point, they go into you're a dumbass mode. When you're in a hospital, you're not allowed to ask any questions. And then when you don't ask questions and something goes wrong, they say, well, you should have asked. But when you do ask questions, they give you the dumbass look, like, please, sir. I obviously am in scrubs because I'm smarter than you. Can you please just sit the hell down and shut the hell up? I mean, that's the attitude you get from hospital personnel as soon as you start asking questions. So I asked, how long is he going to be here? Is he coming home tonight? Is he coming home tomorrow? Is there a diagnosis? Are you going to provide me at some point a diagnosis that would say why he should be here? And, please, sir, please. And I said, okay. I said, I've had enough of your pretentious attitude. Here's what's going to happen. I said, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I go to work. Prior to going to work, I'm going to stop by here and see my son. If you provide me a doctor's diagnosis that gives me confidence that he is here for a reason and not at home with his mother where he should be, if you can tell me something that's wrong with my son that would keep him trapped in the NICU for another 9 days, as you suggest, then I'll be fine with it, and I'll be thankful that you guys are here to save his life. But short of that, I'm going to pick him up and walk out of that door right over there. And she said, sir, if you do that, we'll call the police. And I said, by God, I hope you do. I hope you call the police. Because as far as I was concerned, they were kidnapping my child. They wouldn't let me leave with him. And I know the NICU does some amazing things for children born at like 25 weeks and 30 weeks. And they you know, kids that are born with severe deficiencies and severe illnesses and severe disabilities. I understand they do great, great work. But it's my firm belief in order to finance all that great work for the very rare children that actually need it, they have to grab other kids and stick them in there who otherwise don't need to be in there. So instead of my child being at home with his mother, he was stuck under a lamp 24 hours a day at the hospital for the first 5 days of his life. And critical days, critical moments. And that's why when I read stories like this, parents take newborn from hospital to keep DHR from taking baby, I want details. Was the kid born to a drug user? Was the kid in some sort of danger? Did he have a health malady? Was there some reason he wasn't able to leave the hospital? Was there some reason the police were involved? Because right now there's no evidence that any of that is the case. Why is a 3-day-old baby still at the hospital anyway? Don't they go home after 2 days, usually? Said the ordeal began around 2 p.m. when the parents left the hospital with a 3-day-old boy. Birmingham Police East Precinct Commander Captain Alan Hatcher said the parents had learned that there was a Department of Human Resources pickup order for the infant. And at that point, the parents fled with the child. Well, I probably would flee, too, if there was a DHR pickup for my kid. I know there's some heroic people in the foster system doing their best to try to keep kids safe. But I worked in and around the foster care system for a short period of time. for the court system here in Montgomery as a lawyer. And there are a lot of foster homes I would not want one of my children in. And you don't get to pick which one your kid goes to. I might flee as well if I was told DHR was coming to grab my kids. Not only that, they end up selling your kids, basically, at times. I mean, it's just... UAB and Birmingham police quickly notified of the incident, which police are not calling a kidnapping. Well, I don't see how you kidnap your own kids. The baby was recovered under 2 hours at a relative's home. I just... I'm curious what it was. I'm curious why the police haven't said what it is. Because if the baby was born on drugs, then just tell us. But they keep saying they don't tell you that in any of the stories. I keep looking in the stories. It says, I think it would be better for the family to relinquish the baby and let the legal system work it out. Yeah, I bet. It's not your baby. So what was the problem? I think, you know, when the state of Alabama is capturing kids at the hospital, I think they owe the citizens of the state of Alabama an explanation for why they're taking kids away from parents. And there might be very legitimate reasons. If they are, if it's an abuse situation, a lack of medical treatment, if it's a drug situation, just tell us what it is. Short of that, I think you guys have no business taking kids. If you're not willing to say, it makes me suspect of your motives. And having been trapped in the NICU hell before... And I'm not saying that NICU's a bad place. Love NICU. Love the nurses. Love the doctors. Everything's great. But when you've been trapped in there for no reason, you take a different attitude about it. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
J.J. Jackson lets you know it's going to be all right. All right, this hour of the program brought to you by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, which is more than all right. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is fantastic on a day-in, day-out basis. All you have to do is slide by one of their two convenient locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location. Right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery, just, you know, less than a mile from the Blue Water headquarters. When the wind blows just right and the humidity is high and the ceiling is low, you can almost smell the garlic and onions and everything sautéing and the marinara bubbling on the back eye and the blend of white cheeses fired in the, what, 600-700 degree ovens in there. Yeah, oh yeah, you can smell all that. When the wind is just right. I am starving to death. Once again, I've not eaten breakfast. And it's going to be noon before I can slide by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I think I'm going to get the special this week. It's a great, great dish. I'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the noon hour. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Robert?
Hey, guys. If you break that DHR down in that thick, you find out it's the biggest taxpaying ripoff in the whole state of Alabama. What it does, it has to seize folks' kids to stay in operation. If it doesn't stay in operation, they lose their funding, and they get all their funding from the state. Those kids on that DHR care get more than the average kid on the outside. These kids get dental work. These kids get eye visits. These kids get hospital visits. These kids get to ride ambulances to hospitals. The reason why I know I have had some in my house, folks, these kids didn't get to take driving lessons, get paid for things that you don't normally do for your own kids. You pay as a taxpayer to take care of these kids, all because the system decides they want to receive them, take them in, to get funding.
Yeah, I think it's worse than you described, to be honest with you. I think there's federal funding that they're protecting as well, and the federal funding is tied to the seizure of infants.
They don't care nothing about these kids. These kids are just a number to them.
Yeah, it's a business model. It's a business
right.
model. Yeah.
If the caseworker comes out to your house every so often, sit there, ask the kid how he's doing, ask the kid does it care for you, does it like you, and if the kid really likes you, they're going to say yes, so they're tired of being bound around from house to house. So they have the option to move out of house when they get ready now. Not when you want to get rid of them. When they get ready, if they're not safe or satisfied in their house, when the interview comes up with the caseworker will move them to another home.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I've seen enough of these records.
Yeah, because they never get a stable building. That's why they always have mental problems, because they never get a stable home.
Robert, good call. Appreciate it. Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Don.
Barry, you know what DRGs are?
DRG. No, I do not.
They stand for diagnostic related groups.
Oh yeah, I know that. Okay, for like
every
a medical billing and coding. Yeah.
Every hospital has a insurance person sitting on every floor.
Correct.
Especially one with a neonatal intensive care unit.
Mm-hmm.
They review those charts every day, and if there's not a reason on that chart for that child or that patient to stay in the hospital, the insurance goes to the doctor and says we're not going to pay anymore. So that somebody's keeping a child to make money is just wrong.
No, I listen. I agree with what you just said. I understand how the billing process works, and we got a bill, and it had all these services that were provided to my son and all those things. I get all that. What I'm saying is he was healthy, and they knew it. You know why I knew it? You know how I knew it? Because when I went by the next morning, after I was assured by everyone in the room, they had like six people talk to me this day. I was assured by everyone in there that he would not be able to come home the next morning. Do not make plans to get him and take him home. He absolutely needed to stay there. The doctor would explain why in the morning. And I kept saying, if the doctor does not give me a diagnosis that would indicate he needs to be here, then I'm taking him and I'm leaving, and you can call the police. And if you truly think it's a danger for me to leave, I want you to call the police. You know how Don. It's my show. You know how I know it was BS that he was there? Because the next morning I showed up and I said, so what's the diagnosis? And they said, your son's all ready to go home, sir.
But I'm saying that it's not a billing issue. Diagnostic Related Groups has to do with the insurance company. They're sitting on that floor. They review that chart every day. If there's not a written reason for that child to stay there, then that child will go home.
But that doesn't mean that's a fact. That doesn't mean it's a fact. I mean, it just means they made up a reason. It doesn't mean it's a factual reason.
Okay. But on the other thing, Health Information Protection Act, HIPAA, there's no way they can give out what the problem with the child is. They can't say the child, the mother was on drugs,
sure,
and the baby's on drugs.
Sure they can. They've not identified the child. Yes, they can.
That's HIPAA.
No. It's not HIPAA. You are more than welcome to explain why a child was picked up, provided you don't give any identifying information.
Okay, I'll let you, the lawyer, I'll let you go with that.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I mean, you just can't give the identifying information. You can't say who the kid is. But they haven't. They said a 3-day-old boy was recovered. They haven't even identified the parents. So you couldn't identify the kid through the parents. So you absolutely could say what happened. It happens all the time. You read this in the newspaper all the time. 3-day-old child born on drugs. And I mean, I don't mind letting people call in, but be moderately factual. Our number, 272-9228. He probably thinks HIPAA is spelled with two P's. 272-9228. Let me do this. I want to tell you about my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, because this guy, I'm telling you, he has done more good for more people in this area in the last few weeks. With all the tax stuff coming up and people still trying to pay down Christmas credit cards and everything, there are a lot of reasons that you could use a few thousand extra dollars in your pocket, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 in some cases, extra dollars in your pocket. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers absolutely has what the doctor ordered. Ha ha, see how we tie that together? He has what the doctor ordered. Dr. Coleman here on the microphone is telling you, take your jewelry that you don't wear. Take your jewelry you'll never wear. Take your jewelry that sits in there. Doesn't matter how ugly it is, doesn't matter how old it is or how broken it is, take him over there. He's going to evaluate each and every stone. He's going to weigh each and every metal, and he's going to give you a total. He's going to do it in an open, honest, transparent process, and you're going to walk away and say, I feel very good about what just happened. And he'll even show you, here's how much profit I'm working in for myself. He gives you the entire lay of the land right there. He'll say, this is how much your stone is worth. I'm going to subtract this much from what I'm going to give you because I got to work in a little profit for myself. And he'll explain everything right there, and he'll show you what your stone is going for on the market. He's got a little application. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Go by there. While you're there, notice his selection of goodies. Holy mackerel. He's got rings and bracelets and earrings and vintage watches and everything you could ever imagine in one place. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the old Bruno's right there, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Heirloom Jewelers. Check him out on Facebook. His Facebook is chock full with beautiful pictures. Heirloom Jewelers. I'm sitting all alone. On the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. because quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying just about a perfect spring day today with lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature around 50. Tomorrow, our high will be around 76 again. Clouds on the increase, risk of some showers and thunderstorms perhaps by the afternoon hours, and then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday evening, Thursday night, some possibly strong. Friday and Saturday, scattered showers around at times. High near 80 Friday, low 80 Saturday, and another round of thunderstorms on Sunday. The pollen count, medium to high today and very high again tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
After 9 o'clock, a very relaxed and not tense Baron Coleman here with you on a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's actually more beautiful than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be gross today. I walked outside. It was bright sunshine and nice, warm for April 3rd. But it's a nice day. It's a nice day so far. 60 degrees right here. It's going to be 75 today. I'm a little worried about the weather this weekend with the Barber Motorsports Park thing coming up. Looks like we could see a little rain. But you know what? Rain racing is fun racing, in my opinion. 35 minutes now after 9 o'clock. ASE Credit Union wants to let you know that they are there for you on a daily basis. 90-day no pay for new and used car loans. You can even refinance your car. 90 days no pay. And you can, guys, you can open an absolutely free checking. Absolutely 100% free checking account over at ASE Credit Union. No minimum balances, no minimum number of uses of the debit card every month. None of that garbage. Just open a checking account and just enjoy yourself. I mean, just see what it's like. Members have benefits over there. Low interest credit card rates, high interest CD rates. When you're a member at ASE Credit Union, you'll notice things are a little different. One of their 9 locations in the River Region. Just wander in there. Ask about those absolutely free checking accounts. That's the easiest way to get started. And then sort of let the benefits inure to you. So ASE Credit Union, they're all over the place. Go check them out on the web, yourasecu.com. Yourasecu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Our number here is 272 272-
9228. Auburn Arena will be hosting a Final Four watch party Saturday night. And Monday night, I'm guessing they'll be doing the same thing. I don't know why they didn't go ahead and schedule it, because the Virginia win is already in the books. Have you ever watched Virginia play basketball? Boring. 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 Oh, my gosh. It's like watching syrup ooze down the side of the container. It's awful. It's awful. I'd rather watch, like, 9-year-old girls curling or something. Ugh. doors will open at 3:30 p.m. The game tips at 5:09. They'll have all the vendors there, but they will not allow outside food or beverages. No bags or anything like that. So if you want to go, that's what's going to be going on in Auburn. Great place to watch a game. And then you can just mosey on over to Toomer's Corner and wreck it as soon as it's over. I will remind you guys what I told you the other day. Auburn could win this damn thing. They really could win this thing. And since nobody else has bothered winning any national championships in the state this year, of course, they could lose in the championship game by 24. That's happened this year. Our number, 2729228. All right, Richard Bollinger. Bollinger. Is it Bollinger? Bollinger? It's Bollinger, isn't it? Richard Bollinger. Bollinger. Is going to going to run for Dimitri Polizzo's seat. I guess he's going to run against Jack Campbell. He was a major in the National Guard 24 years over there. He's been on the Montgomery City Council for the last 7 years. He's the owner of Bollinger Inc., an engineering and survey firm. Oh, I know why he wants to be in the legislature. He wants to get in on some of that road building money from the gas tax they just passed. Bollinger Inc. And I didn't know what he did for a living, an engineering and surveying firm. I thought he let his wife make the money over at the chamber. I didn't know he was making all his money off your gas tax money. Let's see here. He has said education, economic development, jobs, and crime are all issues important to the residents of the district. I'm looking forward to discussing those topics. And I wish people would just be honest. I would love one time. When I run for office, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you straight up. Education's a wreck, and I don't much care about it. Economic development will take care of itself over time. Jobs follow economic development. If you create an environment, people want to do business in Alabama. And crime, crime is a 25 to 30 year problem, and you guys don't want to put up with the solutions. If I tell you my ideas on crime, you guys are going to think I'm a kook, and you're not going to vote for me. So I'm just going to not talk about crime. Instead, I'm going to tell you the truth. The state legislature is a clown show. Almost all of the money is earmarked, and the legislature can't do anything about it. They spend $25, $30 billion a year in the state of Alabama, and the legislature gets control over like $1.8 or $2 billion of it. Seriously, 8% of it or something gets to be controlled by the legislature. The rest of it does not. The rest of it does not. The education budget, largely, you just allow how much is in there, and everything's sort of predetermined. Bollinger's not going to have one dipsy-do thing to talk about education. Not one thing he's going to be able to do about it. Economic development, all you're going to do is give tax money away to multinational corporations. We're going to bribe them to hire a few of our residents. And then we'll come out worse for it. Jobs. You know what would be bold if he would run for office and say... I'm going to propose comprehensive tax reform. I'm going to create a tax structure that gives businesses confidence to move into Alabama for the long term. We don't have to bribe them to come here. We're going to point out that they'll be able to come here and they won't have to pay taxes on groceries. Their income taxes will be low or zero. They'll have a modest property tax, but they'll have that in any other state they move to. We're not going to nickel and dime everybody to death. You'll know up front what you're going to pay. So will your employees. But they're not going to say that. They're not going to say that. He describes himself as a conservative Republican, says he is pro-life, pro-constitution and pro-term limits. Who the hell is anti-constitution? And is he going to term limit himself? Everybody says they're term pro-term limits, and they stay up there for 5-6 terms. But what is pro-constitution? I don't even know what that means. I myself am pro-constitution. I would guess Barack Obama was pro-constitution. I would guess Ruth Bader Ginsburg is pro-constitution. They're just pro the reading it the way they want to read it. Nobody's against it. The question is not, are you pro-constitution? That's a buzzword. That's a buzzword. Southern Poverty Law Center has hired a new president and CEO after booting Morris Dees and and Richard Cohen. The board of directors voted unanimously to name Karen Baines-Dunning as the civil rights legal group's interim president. This according to the board's chair. Karen Baines-Dunning. What's up with all the hyphenated names lately? I don't hate hyphenated names. I'm just curious where it's coming from. I knew one kid growing up with a hyphenated last name. One kid. Last name was Lindsay Smith. Lived down the street from us. I didn't ask why it was hyphenated. Didn't care why it was hyphenated. Just seeing that was his name. Lindsay Smith was his last name. One family in the whole city that I knew of had a hyphenated name. You watch a football game now, hell, half of them have hyphenated names. The cat for the Rams that hit the Saints receiver about 30 minutes before the ball arrived on that controversial play that changed the rules in the NFL that now they can replay pass interference. You remember that? Coleman Roby. It's like Martha Roby and I got married and had kids. Coleman Roby. He kind of looks like us. Our number 272-9228. Who is this?
Hollywood.
Hollywood. What's going on, my friend?
Not a whole lot.
I hadn't heard from you in a while. Where have you been?
I've been listening just... You can learn more by listening than talking.
You know, I say the same thing, but I get paid to talk. So
there you get paid to talk.
Yeah.
But he just says something that I've been wishing that more politicians would say or be honest and just say what they can and can't do and stop with all the BS and crime, education, and like you said. It's a joke.
There's nothing the state legislature is going to do about Montgomery crime. Nothing.
Not one damn thing.
No, nothing.
And education, they're not going to do anything, like you said.
No, because all the state legislature is going to do is appropriate money to the Montgomery County public school system. And then they're going to do that whether Richard Bollinger's there or not.
Thank you. And if more politicians, state and nationwide, just be honest and say what you can do, what you can't, and give honest proposals what you want to try to do. People would vote for you, and they wouldn't look at you different when you get up there, and now you can't do half of the things that you said.
You know what?
Before you said it.
You know how Jack Campbell's running on the Well Damn platform? I'm going to run on no BS. Baron Coleman, no BS.
I don't blame.
I think people want someone who just talks straight and says, we can't do anything about that. I'm sorry. This is the state legislature. You know, you got to take that up with the chief of police. You got to take that up with the county school board. I can't do anything about that. I cannot help your local school system. I'm sorry. All I can do is give them more money. You want them to
and
get
they
more
would
money?
Appreciate that.
I think so.
They would appreciate people just being honest and saying, you know what? That's out of my control.
Well, it's like abortion. There's nothing. I mean, they're passing this abortion law and whatever, but there's nothing the state legislature can do about abortion. Doesn't matter if you're pro-life or not. That's up to the United States Supreme Court.
Totally.
He's not a pro-life Republican here at the local level, so nothing they can do about it.
Exactly. So why even push it out there like you're going to change the world when you're really not?
Because it's red meat, my friend. It's red meat. Both parties do it.
You are exactly right.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I can see you listening.
You know, Hollywood calls in every now and then, and called in a while. But, I mean, contrast Hollywood's call with Don's terrible call earlier. Just contrast the two calls. It's not that Hollywood said I did something right and Don said I did. It's that Hollywood knew what the hell he was talking about. And Don's still the worst caller in talk radio, though he has had a few good calls here recently. I admire his stick-to-itiveness. He's got a high level of stick-to-itiveness. Don is bound and determined to be a good talk radio caller, and I'm encouraging him to become one. But he's, you know, it's progress. Progress sometimes is one step back. You take 2-3 steps forward, you got to take one step back and evaluate. Today was a step back for Don. We'll be back. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, guess you see. Ba 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 ba. Better run, 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 run.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
With Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's your wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. Yes, it's me. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Stop using a filter on every one of your profile pictures. It's weird. It's weird. During the break, I get friend requests during the program. And then I go back and look, and some of them I've had for weeks. I just don't see them, sometimes months. I go back, it'll say, you've had this friend request for 26 weeks. And I just clicked on one of those. It's like 26-week-old friend request. And I was saying, do I recognize this person? And I started clicking, and every picture had a filter. And it's just it's a weird. You know, just put some pictures of yourself up there. People are fine. You don't have to put filters up everything. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. So here's our social media lesson number two. Last week, the lesson was, the profile picture is your profile, not your kid's profile. The lesson this week is, filters are weird, man. You know, if you want to play with them sometimes and you want to have a featured picture one day with a with a filter on it or whatever, that's fine. But don't make it your profile picture. That's not you. That's some cartoon-looking version of you with weird eyes. Don't do that. And you look like a weirdo. Far better to look normal. I think women don't know what men like. I think women assume men like things that men don't like. And it causes problems. I think women assume men like total flawless perfection. Not one wrinkle, not one blemish, not one freckle, not one mole, not one nothing. Not one hair out of place. And so they get these filters that take everything out. And then they put the same smile on their face, and sometimes they tilt their head to the left, sometimes they tilt their head to the right. And every picture is a filter. It's weird. I'm telling you, men don't like that. I've talked to men about this. Not what they want. Men don't like the Fox News host look. Not in real life. On TV, it's fine. In real life, that's too much makeup. Dial it back a little bit. I think most men would probably say women wear between 50 and 80% too much makeup. Dial it back. That's just my guess. You know, that's just my guess. I can't say anything. But you know, if you're going to send me a friend request, show me your face. Not your kids. Not your, you know, not your favorite football team. Not your some Instagram filter. Not your friends. It's hard to guess who you are in a group of 13 in a thumbnail. All right, Penny Earn Concrete. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete, 284-9292. I step on a lot of toes when I talk about social media. I'll tell you in a second one thing I did one time. 284-9292, Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham's a genius. A concrete genius. A concrete creator, man. This guy is great. He's fantastic. If you don't believe me, go to his Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Go to their Facebook page and look at all of the things they have going on over there. Thousands of pictures, videos, all kinds of different projects. They got driveways, they got curbing, they got parking lots, and I mean, just every if it's concrete, he can do it. Foundations, decorative stamped concrete. You guys don't know what good decorative or stamped concrete looks like. You're used to these cheap people, and you walk up and you see, like, oh, not this. Go to his page and look at how it's done. Follow the step-by-step process, the beginning, the end. Take a look at how they can do just the trim of a walkway or the whole thing or the patio. Make your patio look like slate or make it look like just really cool. Make it look like brick. There's some really, really cool stamped concretes they can do out there, decorative concretes. Give them a call, 284-9292. Check him out on his Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, or look at his website, pennyearn.co. PennyEarned.co. Here's something I did one time. I was teaching a class, and I was explaining to the students how to get a job and how to keep a job. You know, if you have to be at work at 9 o'clock, don't show up at 9:15. Show up at 8:50, 8:55, maybe 8:45. Hang out for a few minutes. Survey the landscape. At the end of the day, when your shift is over, you know, maybe ask a question or two and get the hell out of there. You don't want to be working until... If you get off at 6, you don't want to be working until 7. You know, you want to leave at 6. But, you know, make sure everything's done and then mosey on out. But get there a little early. Get there every single day. Don't call in sick. Don't call in sick unless you have a fever. Don't call in sick for the sniffles. Don't call in sick for a sore foot. Don't call in sick for a broken bone. You go to work unless you have a fever, something catching. I was explaining this to him, just basic professional things that you need to know to get by in life. And then I said, you guys are at somewhat of a disadvantage from your parents because now you have social media tracking you down. And they assured, and I said, how many of you would be proud for your next employer to look at your social media account? And they all, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters of them raised their hand. Oh, I'm fine with my social media account. It's who I am. I said, okay, good. So that night, I had the class was like on a Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday. So that night, I went home. And I looked up their social media accounts to see if I could find them. As if they had submitted me a resume and wanted to work at my business. And then I printed off, I put into a PowerPoint presentation, actually. I put into a PowerPoint presentation pictures that I had found on their social media accounts. I got in trouble for this, by the way. Apparently, supervisors don't like when you do this to their children, to their students. But I did it. I put on there, I had one of the women bending over in a awfully short skirt, touching her hiney with her forefinger. There was one young man who thought that his idea for the best profile picture he could find was to have his face smushed between two heavily busted women leaning over. So I took these pictures and I put them on a PowerPoint presentation. I said, "All right, you all have applied to work here. Here are the pictures I found of you, and here are the things that you guys do." I had pictures of them with blunts and cash, and I mean, just things that would cause you to look to the next application if someone was applying. Not necessarily things that make you a horrible person, but I mean, it's a numbers game. If I have 100 people applying, and you've got blunts and boobs smushed in your face, I'm probably going to the next guy. And so I printed that. I did that. I put it on a PowerPoint presentation, and I showed it to everybody. And then somebody complained and said I'd embarrassed them and all this. But it was publicly available stuff. I wasn't friends with any of these people. I didn't have, you know, super secret software, hacking software, or whatever. I just got what was publicly available. I say all that to say, get back to my original point. Make your profile picture at least recognizable of who you are. I changed mine yesterday.
I saw the comment. Did you have another one, Baron?
I changed mine yesterday. It was a picture that I had put on Facebook before.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Getting close.
Yeah, 9-10 months ago, yeah. And it was a picture I put up before, and it was a picture of me holding Mary Helen about an hour after she was born. And people thought I'd had another child. But at least you know who I am in this picture. And if you flip through the rest of my profile pictures, the one before that was me and LaToya. I am not a black woman. So you know which one I am in that picture.
Well, I am.
I know.
I identify as a black woman.
And then I have a few other ones. One, I had two in sunglasses. I had one at a racetrack with my daughter. I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
And you had one with your big boy pants on.
My big boy
pants. Oh, that was the old news and views.
Yeah.
Deal.
So anyway, I mean, that's my social media lesson for the day. This social media is going to be the death of this world. It's going to be the death of this world. I'm going to do what I can to help our audience. I want News Talk 93.1 FM WACV listeners to have a leg up in life. And if that means you have to listen to Ian Gom every now and then, so be it. I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak. 84 joins us when we get back. We'll be right back. Trying to get myself ashore for so long. For so long. Listening to